Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week.
Woman stunned as Queen appears in a burn on her thumb.
Our special guest, Zoe Lyons, is our first COVID guest and uses a very strange technique to work out if she's lost her sense of taste and smell.
Couple mortified after accidentally giving holidaymakers subtle signals they were swingers.
Storm Arwen hits Pembrokeshire and a sandwich box arrives in our garden.
And those are the headlines.
Right, episode 46 of The Froth coming up, and our special guest this week is Zoe Lyons. So looking forward to catching up with Zoe in a second. Before that, I'm just going to do a quick plug for my... Growing Pains is on Comedy Central, Wednesdays 9pm. That is still on for a few more weeks. Growing Pains, Comedy Central, 9pm. And my tour, The Book of John stand-up tour, finished for 2021, but you can buy tickets now. They are on sale for next year, 2022. I'm on tour, and they're on sale from January 22 to June 2022. Rod Gilbert, The Book of John. Check out my website, www.rodgilbertcomedian.com, for details. And now then, it is
also,
time...
I was just about to say, it's a couple of firsts, sorry, just before you introduce Zoe.
Of course, yes.
Because not only is it our first guest with COVID, but also the first podcast where you two have been in separate locations.
Sean and I...
We're having
and incidentally,
a bit of a break.
Barry and Zoe. Yeah. Sean and I are getting divorced.
We're taking some time apart.
But contractually obliged.
Yeah. But we can, contractually obliged to do this shit.
Sean and I are getting divorced. We are living apart now, but we're contractually obliged to do one or two more episodes before the end of series four. Contractually obliged to by Acast to continue with the Froth podcast. Yeah. Hence, here we are.
If the mood seems tense, that is our marriage.
The charade that is our marriage. If the mood seems tense, that'll be why. We should point out that we are joking. Sean and I are as tight and as bonded as ever. We just happen to be, and I quite like it, in separate locations. Sean's in London.
Really like it.
You're in London, I am in Pembrokeshire. We have been separated by the storm, the terrible storm.
It's quite romantic, darling. I was meant to join you yesterday, but I couldn't because of the storm.
Meanwhile, Zoe Lyons has got COVID. She's in a flat on her own in Brighton. Actually, not on her own. She's happily married. She's in a place in Brighton. Could be a house, I don't know. But she's waiting for us is the point. Zoe Lyons, come in, please.
Coming at you. Woo! Loud and positive.
Yeah. A live COVID guest.
A live COVID guest.
Can you get COVID on Zencaster or Zoom, whatever it is we're doing?
I don't know, but I was having a conversation with somebody on the phone earlier and they started coughing, so I like to think I'm fairly potent.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, oh, I'm pretty potent.
Are you all right?
I am now. Yes, I am 6 days in.
Wow.
I've got to... Day one and day two aren't fun. No. They're not the fun days. Not fun days. Like most people during this whole pandemic, there's been several times where I thought I've had COVID. And you wake up and you're like, oh, no, it's just a runny nose. But I woke up on Monday last week and I was in no doubt that I had COVID. I was like, oh, I've very much got this now. And then I immediately went and did a test and it was almost before it sort of hit the sort of receivey bit. So it was like, it just went, boop, boop. I was like, oh.
You just handle the thing. You just take it out of the packet and it went.
Bump,
bump, two lines.
And I did what any adult would do in that situation, and I ran around my flat screaming in my pajamas, going, oh no, 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 oh no, no, no. And then it was like 8:30 in the morning. I phoned my agent. I don't know what he was going to do. Christian, I've got COVID. Coming, I've got COVID. Like, I'm not the first person to, like, I was patient one or something. I just completely overreacted. Yeah, but it just happened to sort of coincide with two of my busiest weeks of the year.
No way.
So have you had to cancel all that and just...
Yeah, that all goes.
What have you cancelled? What have you cancelled, though?
I had to cancel 2 gigs, 5 corporates and a radio show.
Fucking
hell! Oh, no. Oh, expensive COVID.
Oh, 5 corporates, that's where the money is, the big bucks. And what have you got to replace it? This shit.
This shit?
This podcast.
5 corporates.
5 corporates,
2 telly gigs,
and
a radio show.
I bet, though, is a bit of you, is a little bit of you secretly glad that you've been able to do this instead and just do this instead?
No, not one little, not one ounce of the virus-riddled, fibrous, crusty body that I've been left with is delighted that this is second prize. But
we're here now.
I am here now, and it's the closest I've come to getting out all week. So, yeah. The first 2 days, ooh, not nice. Really sweaty. Ooh. But then I sort of, you know, in the way that sort of, I sort of embellished, I'd like to say I was a very good patient, but I wasn't. And my wife was at home with me, but she was still negative. And now she's positive too.
Oh,
because
no.
It was only fair, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's nice for Christmas. Fair. It's the time for sharing. It's the time for thinking.
She's been triple vaxxed because she's, old. And I've only been double vaxxed, so I'm highly vulnerable. But she's got like really, really bad cold symptoms. But I have completely lost taste and smell, like nothing.
Oh my God.
Nothing at all. I even sniffed my dog's bum this morning. Nothing.
No.
He might have just had a really clean bum.
No, he doesn't. He's a dirty little terrier.
What? So you... to check your sense of taste and smell.
Nothing.
In any normal house, I can tell you, there are at least 100 things that you could go and check in. You could go and smell some cumin.
I've been through the wall.
Coffee.
Fresh coffee, fresh bread.
I've done all that.
Yeah.
No, did all that. That.
Okay.
Fish fingers. But no, you lifted the dog's tail up and...
Dog's arse.
Stuck it.
Because I picked him up and he normally smells so like my dog is old, but he smells like biscuits. Aww. You know when the doggy smells
like
biscuits?
His arse doesn't, does it?
His arse doesn't. But there's nothing.
I've got no limits. I'm not a vet, but I'll say your dog's arse smells as shit.
Yeah.
Not to Zoe.
Not to me.
Can I just
can't
check,
taste
Zoe?
Anything.
Can I just check?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Did you also take the opportunity to test your sense of taste as well, or did you?
No, I drew a line, Rod. I'd roll either.
But also, you don't usually taste that, do you? So
not
how
normally.
Would you know
not
that
normally.
That's normal or not?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you could, if you can't taste it, I'd say you've got COVID.
Right.
If you shove your tongue up a dog's ass and nothing, I'd say you've got COVID. I mean, I would do a lateral flow first, don't get me wrong, and a PCR.
None of this is on the government website, and it should be.
They should be down there at the testing centres with just dogs lying
yeah,
up.
Yeah, just dog shit in
just
a bag.
Sticking dogs through your window. Right, wind your window down, please. Yeah. Wind your window down. Drive up to the zone D, please. Wind your window down. Stick your tongue in this dog's ass. Anything?
No.
Oh, God, it tastes of shit. You're free to go, madam.
Going back to the office. You all right? Yeah, just had a COVID test.
Yeah. That's all they need is a dental hygienist on the way out.
Good. Oh, you just wanted to do your dental hygienist impression.
I just got a chance to do my favourite impression, which is a dental hygienist sucking dog shit out of a patient's mouth.
It's niche.
It is niche.
I mean, he's no Mike Yarwood.
15 series of Britain's Got Talent. They've turned me down before the auditions.
It is niche, but I could always imagine turning up at a gig and somebody being on before you doing it. And you're like, I don't believe it.
There's no such thing as a new idea.
Dental hygiene is sucking dog shit out of a patient's... Oh, God, that's my opener. Yeah.
My sitcom that I pitched to Channel 4, they said, we've already got something like this. So you're on day six, so you're feeling not too bad, evidently, now.
Not too bad now. At this point of COVID, these seem like a sensible wardrobe choice today.
I mean, I don't quite know what I'm looking at. Is it the shoes, the socks, or the trousers, or all of it?
The pants, man, the pants.
Get your Delta variant crotch out of my camera.
All of my trousers have got a drawstring in them. Have yours? I love it.
Mine, because these are a lesbian edition, they just come with additional pockets.
I love pockets. Oh my God. Started.
We had this conversation on the froth. I mean, it was barely allowable, really. It was a bit too serious and meaningful for us. We shouldn't really have had it on the froth, technically, but we allowed it with Felicity Ward. We got talking about pockets in clothing for ladies.
Yeah.
And how there isn't any.
So lesbian editions have pockets, do they?
Oh, huge numbers of pockets. Huge numbers of pockets. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, well, mate,
for all your tools.
All your tools, your keys,
your things, guide to being a lesbian.
Big book of lesbo sayings.
You've got a little back pocket for your Dr. Martens.
This is also a standard issue. Hang on.
What is it? Hair clippers?
You have to have a carabiner on something.
Oh yeah. That's for your tools. I told you, for your tools.
You have to have a carabiner, standard issue carabiner. You've got those defined shoulder pads on your jumper as well today, Rod, and I really appreciate those. Well done.
Did I not tell you it was 80s day?
Yeah. Are you going out poaching later? It's marvellous.
These shoulder pads are to protect your shoulders when you're wearing a backpack or something, obviously. That's what shoulder pads on a fleece
that's
like
not
this
what,
for.
Guys, wait. That is not what shoulder pads are for.
Not Crystal Carrington Dynasty style shoulders.
I was about to say that like you're in Dynasty. Yeah.
It's for balancing out your shoulders with your hips. So you look more powerful as a woman.
Maybe for you, because you're in London, but I am down on the farm. And here on the farm, they are so I can carry bales of hay and things with things over my shoulder and it won't damage my fleece.
God forbid.
I have spent the morning, I'll have you know, I have spent the morning picking up, we're in a storm down here, 77 mile an hour winds last night, all through the night. I've been picking up branches come down from trees, there's no trees down, I can't see any slates down yet, but I've been going around the garden and the fields and stuff, picking up branches that have come down in the night. I just said to Barry before we came on, he said, what's it like down there? I said, the garden is full of stuff I don't recognise. It's other people's bins. I've got no idea who they are. There's a sandwich box over there. Open sandwich. What? I don't know whose that is.
Really?
Big Tupperware sandwich box.
Wow.
What do you mean a Tupperware? What's a Tupperware sandwich box? Do you mean a packed lunch?
You know
like a Tupperware sandwich box.
Like a big Tupperware cake box is in the garden. Oh. The garden is just full of stuff that's just blown over from all over South Wales.
That's such a British storm, isn't it?
Yeah. It all joke aside, it has been a bad night for a lot of people. They have, sadly, people lost their lives. And for me, all it has meant is somebody else's bins and a sandwich box. Admittedly, at the moment, I've got away very lightly. Now then, are you ready? Are you well enough, Zoe, to participate in a podcast?
Absolutely.
Are you?
Brimming. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yes.
I mean, you're not well enough to do radio shows or some TV show.
Five corporates, but... No.
But this shit.
This shit.
No pressure.
I haven't even got a bra on, Rod. That's where I'm at.
You don't need to be that well for this show.
No. I'm wearing knickers, but I am not wearing a bra. That's how much I respect this podcast.
I'm glad you read the producer's notes. we do insist on some kind of underwear here on the.
But we put it way down the list just to check that everyone reads it. It's like the people put that in their riders and stuff. And they put like brown M&Ms like near the bottom just to see if it's being read.
Guests must not turn up commando.
Here we go. Here's your first frothy story. Are you ready?
Yes.
Woman. It's always a woman. Woman stunned as the Queen appears in Burn on Thumb.
Is that a place? Is that a place?
It's not a place, Burn on Thumb. It's not like Stoke
Burn
on Trent.
Burn on Thumb.
Burn on Thumb. Have you been to Burn on Thumb, lad?
That sounds brilliant.
Sophie Marie was trying to fix a chest of drawers. I burnt my fingers on Greg Davis's motorbike a couple of months ago. Do you remember, Barry?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
What?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
This is very foolish. As somebody who has a motorbike licence and has ridden motorbikes for many years, I was down with Greg, and he's got this little 125 motorbike, so I had a go on it. There was a bit of like muck on his exhaust, and I went, oh, look, that's muddy because it's new, and I thought, oh, I'll wipe that off for him. So I wiped it off a white-hot exhaust pipe.
Ooh.
And burned my finger and thumb, just stuck to it, and quite nasty burn. But nothing as interesting as this happened to me. Have you ever had a nasty burn?
Oh, I have burnt myself. I burnt myself on a motorbike in Thailand and years ago, and it went a bit septic.
On the exhaust?
On the exhaust, yeah. In that way that you do when you're 20 and in Thailand.
I think I've done the same.
In flip-flops and shorts.
Yeah, you just drive around and nothing.
Yeah, just drive around this sort of death trap and touch the back of my leg on the exhaust and just, that was properly bad. Worst burns I ever had was when I used to smoke. I don't know whether you ever used to smoke. If you ever had a cigarette stuck to your lip, your finger slides along the cigarette,
and then you're holding
it takes off the burning embers.
You're just holding the burning embers.
Like some sort of shitty Penn and Teller trick that wasn't supposed to happen.
I tell you what, nothing erodes the illusion of cool like somebody who's taking a puff on a cigarette and then tries to take it out and it's stuck to their lip.
So does burning yourself on a motorbike.
So does burning yourself
on a
motorbike.
You're trying to be cool and like in leather trousers.
I'll give you a better one. I'll give you a better Thailand motorbike story than your burn. I'll raise your burn. And I was in Koh Samui in Thailand once, one of the islands, and there's a water festival they have there where they just pelt each other with water balloons and stuff. And if you're a tourist on a motorbike in flip-flops and shorts, there's nothing the local kids like more than hide along the streets and then pelt you with water balloons as you go past. And I had to stop. I was so wet, so like bedraggled, all these water bombs, I couldn't see. So I stopped outside this bar, inside which there were loads of people kind of drinking and, you know, and they were all pointing and laughing at me. So again, I did not look cool. But then I sort of panicked, started this bike up. I didn't know how to ride very well at this point. This is before I had my license. I panicked, started up this scooter, let go of the clutch accidentally, rode straight into the bar with all the people in it. So they just scattered.
No.
They scattered out the way. I rode straight into the bar and into a pot plant at the back of the bar, which then just split like a cartoon to the sides and all this earth.
Who's that guy? That's so cool.
I had to walk back through the bar to apologise and just wheel in this scooter out.
Oh, my God.
So, burns.
Oh, yeah.
Sophie Marie, that's the woman with the burn, was trying to fix a chest of drawers when the glue she used Ooh. Burnt her thumb, leaving a blister which dried to look like the Queen's head.
Is that legal tender?
Sophie Marie was off work for 2 weeks with coronavirus symptoms.
Oh.
Before she finally started to feel better and thought, I'll do a bit of DIY. Is that what you're going
to
do,
I've been tempted to do that. No, there's absolutely no way I'm tempted to. Do you know what? Pre-Cindy and I getting COVID, we attempted to do a little bit of DIY. We ended up with two massive holes in the wall. That's what we ended up with. Tried to put a shelf up.
Don't try and put a shelf up.
I became very knowledgeable about drills, though. In the end, we had to get an SDS drill. Do you know what that is, mate?
No.
It's a big boy drill.
Masonry.
It goes through masonry. Yeah. Oh. Proper.
Yeah. I've put shelves up.
I bet now that you've got two big holes in the masonry, you bet you wish you hadn't bought a masonry drill.
I wish it hadn't started. I just wish we hadn't started.
It's such a rabbit hole, isn't it? And like, when you start. We used to try and put shelves up when we were... me and Ellis James once put a shelf up. Ellis James, the comedian, we used to live together. We lived together for like 10 years. We put a shelf up and we started when it was light and it was really dark and too late to be drilling when we finished.
Yeah.
One shelf took us 6 hours.
Chan, what were you thinking? I mean, you is one thing.
Yeah, me and Ellis.
But putting a shelf up with Ellis James. I can do no DIY, nothing.
Oh my God.
But my God, I would be a consummate professional compared to Ellis James. I would not let he can't open a bag of crisps, let alone put a shelf up.
Me and Rod once tried to do DIY. Do you remember, love? Do you remember? What? When we tried to do DIY when we lived in Cardiff, and I'd stripped the floorboards, and you tried to do some DIY, and you took two steps up a stepladder and fell down, and then stopped doing it.
How did she burn herself on glue?
I'm going to tell you. I noticed the front of my chest of drawers had come away from the join, so I thought I'd glue it back together. I was nearly done fixing it when I went to hold it in place. And the glue stuck my thumb to the chest of drawers instead.
Ow.
Oh. Yeah.
It really
hurt. She was trying to fix a chest of drawers when the glue she was using stuck her thumb to the thing, leaving a bubble-like blister which dried to look... This is a quote. It didn't look like the Queen straight away.
No, that's what it wouldn't. These hilarious. Things often take a time, yeah.
It looked more like Princess Margaret.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you guys. Let me ask you. None of us seem to know much about DIY. Okay. I'm not sure how much each of us knows about burns and first aid, but let's just take a little straw poll. Barry, your thumb is stuck to a chest of drawers.
Yep.
Okay. Right.
You get it away and you've got a burn there, right? What's your next move?
Well, my first thought would probably be to run it underwater, but then I don't know if that's a good thing with glue, with a glue burn, I don't know.
Okay.
I'd probably Google it with the other hand.
Okay. So instinct would be water for the burn, but maybe not for the glue. Google it. See. Zoe
cold
Lyons.
Water.
Sean, cold water specified. Yeah, good, yeah.
I think I'd just leave the chest of drawers there and just accept that I'm now... part human, part chest of drawers for the rest of my life.
A double act.
You just keep your thumb there and exist as some kind of hybrid furniture human. Yeah.
And every time, you know, it'll be a conversation starter, wouldn't
of
it?
Course.
I mean, any time I walked into a room dragging a chest of drawers behind me.
You'd never lose your socks again.
Yeah, I'd always know where my car keys were.
Yeah, you'd never...
That is funny. I never know what to say to Zoe. It's really weird.
Do we mention it? I mean, it's that sort of British etiquette where you don't know whether to mention if somebody's got spinach in their teeth. And it's like, do we mention the chest of drawers?
Does she know? Does she know she has a chest of drawers?
Barry, just out of interest.
Yes.
You said you would Google it with your good hand. Have you Googled it now? I can see you beavering away there. Have you now Googled what to do with a glue burn?
No, I tell you what I was doing. I was sending a picture of the Queen from that article, which I found, so they could see it properly to Zoe and on WhatsApp to Zoe and Sian, so they could see. Because it does look like the Queen.
There is a good one. The one I showed you is bad, but you found the other one, Barry, I presume, that is actually quite good.
Yeah, it is good. On a side note about chest of drawers, there was a
side note about chest of drawers.
Yeah, just a side point.
God, you.
There was a second.
Always sit next to Barry at a dinner party.
There was a secondhand furniture place in Birmingham, and they on the front it listed like the different furniture they sold, and they spelt. They had Chester drawers. They called Chester, Chester drawers.
Brilliant.
Maybe that was the guy who owned it.
I once saved a Chester drawers from a river on a night out. I dragged it home with me.
What?
I got back. I was quite. I'd had a nice night.
Yeah.
Shit-faced.
And I was quite, merry. And I saw a Chester drawers by the side of the Cardiff by the river. And I dragged it all the way home.
Really?
It must have been such a noise. Yeah, and then I stripped it down. I got white finger. What is it called? White vibration finger. White finger vibration. What's it called?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it's called. White finger vibration.
What's that?
White vibration finger. What's it called?
Yeah, that's it. White vibration finger. Wrong way around, yeah.
See, what the hell is white vibration finger?
Sean, try another configuration with those words.
Finger vibration white.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you're thinking a doddery digit. You've got white doddery digit, you've got.
Oh, no, what's it called? Anyway, I stripped it all down and my hand killed. Oh, my God, white stripping a chest of drawers is so hard. Yeah. And then I painted it. We've still got it. No, we still have it. It's upstairs.
Well, imagine being attached to it forever like Zoe.
Yeah.
Where is it?
So much worse than a glue burn. Have you ever attached yourself to the inside of a freezer by accident?
Yes.
Ice burning.
No.
That's so horrible.
Oh, that is so awful.
Like your tongue in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah, the tongue scene.
Just the hand. I have stuck my hand to the inside of a freezer before, and it's just,
Do you mean like a chest freezer, Zoe?
Or No. I only associate chest freezers with serial killers.
Oh. Well, you'd be interested to hear that we've got a chest freezer.
Or corner shops.
Have you?
We have got a chest freezer.
By the way, Google glue burns. What do you do with a glue burn?
The reason I ask you if you've Googled it is because Sophie Marie did something. I'm going to tell you what she did next. And I'm just wondering whether she'd Googled it and found this. Because if not, this is a very odd thing to do. But Barry, what came up when you Googled it?
Okay, it came up that you immerse in cool water for 10 to 15 minutes. Well done, Sian.
Standard.
Yeah. You use compresses if running water isn't available. You don't apply ice. It can lower body temperatures and cause further pain and damage.
Oh.
And you don't break blisters or apply butter or ointment, which can cause infection.
Or apply butter.
First thing I'd do, get the anchor up.
Put some butter on that.
Or apply butter or jam.
Which first? Depending on which one you do first is whether you're in Cornwall or Devon.
Yeah. Butter? Who'd put butter on a burn?
That's weird.
I don't know, but that does ring a bell, putting butter on a burn.
Does it?
Butter?
Yeah, but I don't know why. Really? I don't know why. But it's see why somebody might go, oh, you put butter on that.
No, you put butter on your finger when it's stuck in something, like a shell.
Yes.
That's what I had. I had the fire brigade come out and put butter on my finger when I was little. To get the fire brigade out, and they just put butter on my finger, and then I was free.
I had to. Do you know the story of the young Dutch boy with his finger in the dike?
Yes.
I had to explain that to somebody this week, and they looked at me like I was insane, and I really had to question myself as to whether I'd made that up or not. But that's an actual thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's an old folk tale. Yes.
Barry, you don't know it.
I don't know it.
Really?
No.
Let's hear the story.
He stuck his finger in a dike.
Oh, he stuck his finger in a dike.
Right.
I've heard it now.
Right.
To stop a flood, I think, or something. It's an old folk tale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As in a sort of levy, as opposed to a sensibly shrewd woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your head stuck in some banisters?
I thought you were going to say you ever get your head stuck in a dike.
Yeah.
The butter would come straight out there.
I did. Yeah.
Did you?
I got the same day. Stuck everywhere.
It did sound like a leading question.
It did. I used to get my head stuck in the banisters constantly because we used to watch Dallas through the banisters sneakily, and then I'd never be able to get my head back in. Yeah.
Well, I've told you this before. I used to watch Dallas with my mum every Wednesday, and I'd turn my back to the TV screen. I'd be able to name every actor as their name came up on screen at the beginning. I'd just be there going, Larry Hagman, Ken Kercheval, Linda Gray.
Barry, you used to watch Dallas with your back to the TV.
Only for the titles at the beginning, just to do my little party piece, just to my mum.
You should have been on You Bet. That would have been a great You Bet.
but it became so bad that in our house we had a tub of butter just for my head.
Yeah, don't use that butter. One with the hair in.
Don't use the head butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barbara Bel Geddes, Ken Kercheval,
Barry,
Howard Keel,
Sophie Marie. Sophie Marie is our key worker who's got a burn. Right.
Yeah.
It didn't look like the Queen straight away, she says. It was just a bubble. The sting was unbelievable. I wrapped it up with honey.
What? See? What's wrong with people?
Why would you do that?
Sticky.
Why would you... Something that's burnt and tender and burning and stinging sticky. And you wrap it in a sticky, clacky, claggy. Why would you do that?
Is it because honey is actually quite soothing and healing and bees and all that?
If you've got a sore throat.
Yeah. I poured a hot honey and lemon and ginger over it. Boiling water.
I dipped it in lemsip.
Accidentally cut my entire lower leg off with a chainsaw, and it was smarting quite badly until I dipped it in honey, and it was miraculous medicinal purposes. It was incredible. It just soothed it right away.
Well, she says, I wrapped it up with honey, which did take away some pain, but not a lot.
No.
Bloody hell.
Long story short, she says, I went to sleep that night, woke up the next day, and the scab had fallen off. I plastered it up with some cream. No mention of jam.
Salad cream.
I thought nothing of it.
She's just going through a fridge. Oh, fuck it.
I like this. It says, a few hours later, I let the air get at it. Because the air was right. the air was desperate to get at it. You know what air's like. And sent my friends a picture. It doesn't look like the Queen anymore, unfortunately, because it is finally starting to heal over, she says sometime later. She shared photos of her discovery and was surprised to hear... A few agreed. Look at that, that is. I mean, it is good.
I'm just showing the picture now. It's
Sophie Marie. God. If you are listening, Sophie Marie, because you're from Swansea, if you are listening, then that does look like the Queen. You're exonerated. I don't know why you put honey on it, but that does look like the Queen. Now then.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your next story.
Okay.
Couple mortified after accidentally giving holidaymakers a subtle signal that they were swingers.
Okay.
Do you know what signals there are for swingers? The only one I know is that, what do you call that grass?
Pampas grass.
pampas grass.
Flashing your headlights. Oh, that's doggers. Oh, yeah. Is that the same thing?
That's swinging in a certain specific environment, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's under the umbrella.
And also, flashing your headlights, we should warn our listeners, isn't always a come on from a swinger.
No, it's how you get traffic lights to change when you're on a country lane.
My mum is 77 years old, and any time I have her in the car late at night if we're going anywhere and we pass a car that's parked to the lay-by, without doubt she shouts at them, "Doggers!" And it just always makes me laugh.
Does she wind the window down and shout it out really aggressively?
Like Richard E. Grant.
Yeah. Always makes me laugh.
Angela Barnes is... dad or parents were swingers.
Her dad.
And we had a wonderful moment.
Yeah, not a mum, her dad.
Her dad.
We had a wonderful moment on the podcast weeks ago where we were talking about sharing food, and her dad was adamant not only that he would not share his own food with anybody, but he didn't like other people sharing plates and things while he was on the table with them. But then 5 minutes later, she revealed that he was a swinger.
I mean, that's just, yeah.
So bizarre.
Which is contradictory at best, I would say. Now, here's your story. Swingers. While relaxing on your holiday, it says, it can be nice to meet other visitors doing the same. It's not uncommon to become friends with your fellow holidaymakers as you bond during a week of rest and relaxation.
No.
No?
I don't want to make friends on holiday. I want to have a holiday. I don't want to make friends. I just don't.
I sort of agree. It can be awkward because then it's like, how often do you see them? You've got chatting now, and they're like, "Do you want to come out for dinner tonight?" Yeah.
What if? Would you mind if we join you for dinner?
Yes, I would. Because we only get like 1 week off a year together, so fuck off. It's awful.
Have you ever made friends on a holiday, Zoe, while you were resting and relaxing?
I have actually made friends on holidays. Okay. I have made friends, but it is that thing of, I think as long as you've got an unspoken rule with your partner as to safe words as to how to get out of.
It has to be a safe word.
Here comes Nigel and Simone.
I think Nigel's the safe word, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a. What is she called? Valentine. What's her name? Shirley Valentine, isn't it? You genuinely just want to be on your own and they just won't let you because they think you're lonely. And it's like, no, I'm absolutely loving being on my own.
She ended up getting off with Tom Conti.
That's true. That wouldn't have happened if she'd hung out with Jeanette and Dougie from Manchester.
Yeah.
Better film, though.
But yeah, you don't want to go jet skiing with people you're never going to see again. That's what I don't get. You're never going to see them again.
Do you remember, Sian, talking to jet skiing on holidays?
Yeah,
I do. We once went to the Maldives, very posh. We've never been anywhere like that ever since, kind of thing. We thought we'd have a treat. We'd treat ourselves. Went to the Maldives. We went snorkeling and I got terrible sunburn because I didn't realise that. I thought when you were snorkeling, you were just below the water. I didn't realise you'd get sunburn.
No, you're just on the surface of the water. That'll...
Luckily, on my back looked like the whole of the royal family.
And the corgis.
Four generations, the corgis, the whole lot. So where were we? Swingers.
Oh, yeah.
Swingers.
Oh, so making friends on holiday. Why did I talk about that?
How we avoid making friends on holiday and how we avoid those people.
Oh, no, it was because we were in the pool one day in the Maldives and there was a woman from up north and they were complaining about this group of Russians who were just having, because we were all like, you know, going to the restaurant, having lovely food and then just sitting on our balconies and watching the sunset, reading. It was a chill out, wasn't it? It was a chilled holiday,
this
relaxed.
This woman was trying to get us on side by slagging off a group of foreigners.
A group of Russians.
Somebody tries to get you on, they're going like, they're different to us. They're not being like we are, us Brits. You know what we're like.
And these Russians were on, they were like as if they were in Butlin's Campersands. They were on
a
hedonistic
time.
They were having a party island time. Absolute. Booze Britain, party island. And we were in the pool with this woman who was sort of complaining about these Russians and how they were ruining the atmosphere and everything and all this kind of stuff. And as she said it, her complaint was drowned out by the Russians went past the pool on a banana boat, all of them on a banana, one of those yellow banana things, towed along by a speedboat, right past the pool. Them all screaming and cheering.
They were amazing.
Oh my God, it was funny.
Oh God.
Do you remember, Sam? Like that exact moment the banana boat went past. With them literally churning up the coral with their speedboat of fucking snorkelers fucking racing away from either side. Of oh my God, it was funny. I mean, not, you know, it's bad about the coral, but. It's not uncommon to become friends with your fellow holidaymakers, less than a group of Russians on a banana boat, as you bond during a week of rest and relaxation. One woman left people in stitches after describing what happened on her recent holiday with her husband, where some fellow guests were apparently very friendly.
Ooh.
TikTok user Linda went viral after sharing how she bought matching swimsuits for her and her husband while they were on holiday.
What, he was wearing an all-in-one? What?
Yeah, and...
That would raise a few eyebrows.
It's 2021, Sian.
Yeah. That bloke, in a bikini looks up for it.
Yeah.
Woo. I reckon they're swingers.
I see he's gone for the high leg.
The swimsuits were emblazoned with... What do you think they were emblazoned with? What do you think
Pampas
would suggest...
grass.
Good guess. Good guess, but no. Let's see how much you know about swinging symbols.
Swings.
Swings.
The slogan, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
Please be hard enough.
But only when you're really hard enough.
Yeah, it's got to be an animal or something, is it? Or
is it?
An animal?
Know. I'm thinking there must be something that swingers...
A monkey.
There is something. There is something. It's not an animal. Let's put a quiz on it. Put a timer on it, Barry. You've got 20 seconds. Put a timer on it, Barry.
Okay,
it's not a shape. It's not a cock and balls. It's subtler than that. Subtler.
A number.
No, not a number.
A colour.
No, not a colour.
Oh, God.
An
a
element.
A pair of half-open curtains.
Not quite. No.
That's 20 seconds.
Oh. Pineapples is the answer.
What?
Pineapples.
Cheese?
Pineapples. No,
cheese. Cheese.
Keys in a bowl.
Cheese.
Keys in a bowl. That's
oh, keys,
the
a bowl
ultimate.
Of keys. No, good guess.
But you can imagine like a real 70s swingers. There'd be keys in a bowl, but there'd also be cheese and pineapples on sticks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah.
So you got all three of those things you can
a
imagine
hedgehog.
A swingers part.
A yeah. Hedgehog and cheese.
That may be the genesis of the pineapple thing.
The keys in a bowl thing is mad, isn't it? Because you're obviously going to pick up the nice car key. You're not going to pick up the awful.
I don't know. I'd make
and I don't know what this says about me as a person, but I'd be more concerned about who gets in my car than who gets in my wife. I mean, I'm very picky about my car.
Yeah.
I'd make a point of seeing who turned up in which car.
Yeah.
Barry. Oh.
You don't want to go swinging with somebody with a Nissan Micra,
no, exactly.
Do you?
And an one of those trees.
Oh, a Yaris.
I don't think they go, I don't think it's like a swinging dogging hybrid. I think the keys is just to go, right, who are we with? And then they go off to bedrooms.
That's what I mean,
think.
Barry.
They don't go in the car.
What if on
you don't
car
get the car?
Keys, what if?
Oh, you don't get the car. It's not like Oprah.
But you could.
It's like when my nan used to think you want an actual dusty bin rather than a dustbin on 3, 2, 1.
I thought that. I really wanted to be on it.
I think we all thought that at some point.
But you could just nick someone's car, couldn't you? You could go and then just kind of nick one. But, you know, like on people's car keys, you have pictures sometimes of your kids. Imagine that in a bowl. I'm not doing that. Or your dog. There's a picture of a West Highland Terrier.
I'm not going for the one with a little troll on it.
Lucky gonk.
Or like one of those pieces of wood.
A picture from Morton Towers.
A piece of wood with your name burnt into it.
The one with the STD clinic keyring.
Oh my God.
The swimsuits were emblazoned with pineapples. And she thought they seemed perfect for a vacation. What? Tropical, fun.
Tropical, fun,
nice.
Fruity.
Yeah.
But the couple were left confused after others were a little extra nice. It turns out that the reason people were extra interested is because the juicy fruit is reportedly used by people interested in swinging. Who knew? Well, we didn't. An expert previously told the Mirror, see the Daily Mirror, how the fruit is used as a signal, most commonly at a person's home in the form of a door knocker.
What?
It's a bit late by that point if you have to go up to right up to somebody's door knocker to see if they're a swinger. I mean, that means...
My mistake, it's an aubergine. Sorry.
As you're knocking, that's when it dawns on you. Shit, we're going to have sex with these people.
But that's the point of the pampas grass, is it's down the bottom of your garden so people can see easily driving past, walking past, that you're putting it out there. It says here, couples wearing pineapple print on clothing...
Shit.
I did not know this. Indicates they are... Have you?
I've got pineapple print on my pyjamas.
Oh,
yeah, well, nobody will see those, Sean.
They will. I've been wearing them outside.
That's lockdown.
or Sean's looking for some action.
Please.
In this case, the hidden meaning of the fruit was unknown to Linda, as it is to us, who said she just thought the swimsuits were cute.
Yeah.
One... Her video describing the mortifying incident went viral and racked up more than 2.4 million views. One viewer joked, "Ye all wondering why you're so popular?" Another commented...
Where are they from?
Another Texas. Commented, "I just realised I made my boyfriend wear a pineapple shirt and I wore a pineapple dress while on vacation 2 years ago." That's the end of that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's quite a sad story because it doesn't sound like they got any action or anyone trying anything on.
Yeah.
The comments on this are exquisite.
Of course.
Ron says, Ron says, "I think this could be made up to get in the paper. In the bright..."
Possibly, Ron.
"In the bright sun on a beach, you'd have to be right up close to someone to be able to see they had pineapples on their swimming costume."
Oh, Ron. So sweet.
They get better.
He's just walking up to people going, just sorry, I'm not looking at tits, I'm just trying to work out, is that a pineapple or a kumquat? You're giving very mixed messages.
Shah says, "Our next door neighbours are in their late 60s and enjoy the company of a similar aged man in their bedroom on a regular basis. Unfortunately..."
Hang on, back up. What? They enjoy
our next door neighbours. "Our next door neighbours are in their late 60s and enjoy the company of a similar aged man in their bedroom on a regular basis.
Right.
Unfortunately, I know this because I have heard them through the walls of our semi-detached Victorian property."
Oh no, they're really thin, those walls.
Fair play in their 60s. Have a go.
Yeah.
"They are heavily tanned and all year round." They are heavily tanned all year round.
What do with it?
I don't know. "I'm guessing they must be swingers. They're horrible people, especially her." Tell you what, they get better. This is the editor's pick. So on the forums, the editor goes on and chooses one of the comments for special award. The editor's pick.
Commendation.
Special commendation by the editor. And I can think you could see why they've picked this. Editor's pick. "They say you learn something new every day." That's it.
Right.
That is the editor's pick.
Brilliant.
I would have gone with the man who hates his next door neighbours living in a Victorian semi.
The editor has looked over. He's been all through them, Sean. They've had an editorial meeting. Which one should we go for editor's pick? They say you learn something new every day. Editor's pick. JB 2016 says, "She has lovely baps."
Oh, good grief.
You know, this has reminded me, years ago, Mark Watson and I did a thing out in Jamaica. We filmed an advert out in Jamaica, and the hotel next to ours was a swingers hotel. And it was, and every day at 1 o'clock, the swingers boat would go past like a huge catamaran with about 50 people all naked on it. It would go perpendicular to the beach. They'd have a DJ playing, and all the blokes would be out on the bow, just helicoptering their knobs like that. As it went
Oh my God, you're not going to believe this, Zoe. Last week or the week before on this podcast, there was a story about a couple whose anniversary meal was ruined by a nude cruise that had pulled up alongside their restaurant, and we were saying we were having this conversation about whether the guys were all doing the helicopter and stuff like that.
You would be, though, wouldn't you? If there was life music playing and there's nothing else to do.
Life imitating art.
Sorry, where's the art?
Where's the art?
Our next-door neighbours told us they were swingers. Do you remember, Rod?
Yes. They were joking, but we took them totally seriously.
We thought they were serious because the guy... We're really good friends with him now, but of course we are. He was totally deadpan, this guy. He's so funny, and he's totally deadpan constantly, isn't he?
You can't tell when he's joking a lot of the time, and this is the very first time we met him. Our introduction, hello, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. Was it Jean?
Yeah.
And he went...
And then he just goes, we're swingers. Just like off the bat. And we were like, they probably are. Why would you open with that? Do you know what I mean?
It was only after our fourth orgy we realised they were joking.
That's the difficulty of joking in a British environment. It can just go too far.
That's the price you pay.
Before you know it, you've got a gimp ball in your mouth. And you've just been too polite to say you were joking.
So those are your two frothy stories.
You're right, Zoe.
Beautiful.
Are you right, sorry. Zoe? You look like you're gonna choking there. How's your COVID? How are you feeling?
It's all right. It's just a bit chesty.
Yeah.
I've been very stoic. Very stoic. How's your deadly virus? So it's all right. Just a little bit chesty, isn't it? It's fine. It's absolutely fine. I'm dealing with it exactly how I thought I'd deal with it if you're any sort of pandemic sort of illness, you know, just getting through it. Have plenty of tea. Lots of tea.
Tea's good.
What have you got coming up, though, when you're back? So you're back in 4 days. You're back in action, circulation.
Four days. I've got some gigs. I'm doing the Comedy Store for the first time in a very, very long time. Ooh. On the
That's exciting.
4th of December. Yes, it is, rather. And then beginning of next year, the second series of Lightning comes out. So got a fridge full of food I can't taste. Everything's brilliant.
If you can't taste, how do you treat yourself when you've got coronavirus that you can't taste and stuff? Because one of my key things when I'm ill would be comfort food.
Yeah, nothing. So I have.
Have you still been? Have you still been making food that you like, or do you just go? It doesn't matter. I might as well just fucking eat cardboard.
I could just eat cardboard, but I had an egg with chorizo on toast earlier, but couldn't taste any of it. So then I covered it in like a layer of Frank's hot buffalo sauce.
Who's Frank?
I know.
Is he isolating with you?
Just some guy.
And all I got was like a slither of taste. Like it's like normally it would make my nose bleed with like, what? But it was only nothing, like a slither of taste.
So you did get a slither of taste?
Like a slither of taste.
God.
And I think that was more sort of sensation of hot food than taste. So, can't taste anything. So it's just...
So are you going to now, try that every day and see and try and monitor your taste, or are you just going to revert to sticking your face in the dog's ass again?
I'm going to use the terrier ass test every morning.
Why don't you smother your dog's ass in Frank's hot buffalo sauce? You're bound to taste that.
If you just eat really hot stuff, though, until your taste buds come back, surely that's going to change the way your taste buds work, isn't it? Because you know what I mean? You'll have a massive tolerance to hot stuff.
Does your dog's bottom noise like a glass when you move your finger around it?
Yeah. In fact, if you get three or four dogs of different sizes,
you can do
Ode to Joy on it.
Fill them with different bowls of water.
It's just trying to get them to stand still.
You've got
touching their water.
Britain's Got Talent would be so much better the next series.
You need an Alsatian for the. Ho 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 ho, and then a chihuahua.
It's just a very modern update on the Twilight Barking, this, really, isn't it?
It's the
Cruella de Vil's Twilight Barking.
Yeah. You know, you've got to entertain yourself during COVID, and that's what I'm
Zoe,
doing.
Imagine...
I'm bashing out a bit of Beethoven on my terrier's arsehole ring.
Someone turning up to a gig and just watching you finish doing that, going, for fuck's sake, that's my act.
Bollocks.
Hey, don't forget to smother their bottom in honey after as well, in case it's burning.
Yeah.
You've got a new series of Lightning coming out. You'll be on, you're in the comedy store, you'll be gigging again, and people can find you on all over the social media, I imagine. Now then, before you go, Zoe, which of those two frothy stories, so both stories wasted your time, but which one wasted your time more? Was it Couple Mortified After Accidentally Giving Holidaymakers Subtle Signal They Were Swingers? Or was it the first story that I can't even remember what it was? Woman.
Queen. Burn.
That's right. Woman stunned as the Queen appears in Burn on Thumb. Which of those wasted your time more? Which was the frothiest?
I think the frothiest one this episode was definitely the pineapples for me.
Yeah.
It was the pineapples for me.
Pineapples it is, unanimous. Pineapple story is our froth of the week. Thank you very much, Zoe, for joining us. That is all for this week.
Thanks, love.
Pleasure. Look after yourselves, guys.
And
back
you.
Down your hatches.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. And remember, you can find us at the Froth Podcast and our YouTube channel, where you'll get extra froth content.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars and spread the word if you enjoyed it.
This podcast was a Llanbobl Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.